Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Carl Metzger, of the 69th Legislative District in Somerset and Bedford Counties. Representative Metzger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you're new to Harrisburg this year, but this is a year when exciting things are happening and actually sort of challenging things are happening in terms of the state budget. I understand that that is the topic of conversation right now.
Challenging is certainly the word. We're in a huge budget deficit this year. I'm concerned because the response has been not to, you know, cut our spending back, but to spend more money this year. And I find that to be a very difficult pill to swallow.
And of course, right now we're in the middle of appropriations hearings. We're hearing from all those different parts of state government. What's your sense of how the budget may run this year? Do you think we're going to have an on-time budget plan, or do you think we're going to have a long and acrimonious summer?
Well, of course, I don't have the experience that some of the more seasoned legislators have, but all indications point to it's going to be a very tough budget year, and we're going to be stuck down here for a while. And I would rather do that than put votes up that give a bad budget to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and ultimately hurt the people in Somerset and Bedford counties.
And of course, you're a new member in the House this year, and you've just received your committee assignments right within the last couple of weeks here. What mm-hmm. committees have you been assigned to? What are some of your hopes for in terms of achieving things inside these committees?
Well, first and foremost, I was very fortunate. I received an appointment to the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, and I was appointed Minority Secretary to that committee. Agriculture, of course, is a great asset to our area, and I have some of the farming background that allows me insight into it that other members don't have. Secondly, I was fortunate to get on the Commerce Committee. The Commerce Committee pertains to our commerce and economic development within the region. And in this poor economic time, that's all the more important. Thirdly, of course, Children and Youth Committee. That's important for obvious reasons. And then lastly, one of our representatives on the Republican side was sent to Iraq, deployed to Iraq. And I'm for the year that he's in Iraq, I'm going to be covering his seat on the Intergovernmental Affairs Committee, which deals with the way governments deal with each other, for instance, the federal government and the state government. So all of them are challenging committees, but committees I think that are going to be very fruitful and a great learning experience, and I look forward to them.
Another big topic of discussion in Harrisburg this year is the big natural gas exploration boom that Pennsylvania is experiencing. I understand that the Marcellus Shale area does run into your district. What are we looking at here? What are some of your thoughts about the industry, about the growth of the industry, and some of the administration's stated plans for it?
Well, I mean, as addressing your latter question first, the administration's stated plans are, as of this point, is to tax the Marcellus Shale and the extraction of that gas. I don't think that that's the proper course. I think that what we need to do is encourage the growth. I mean, but while encouraging it, we need to do that balancing act where we preserve our way of life in Somerset and Bedford counties. We have a beautiful place to live. We need to preserve it, make sure that it's not damaged. We've had bad experience in the past with some of our natural resource exploration. Make sure that that pillaging of our natural resource doesn't happen again and that we're not left holding the bag later on. But at the same time, it's a great economic boom for our area, and we need to make sure that happens. A lot of our farmers in particular and others are going to be counting on it for jobs in this tough economic time, and jobs and, of course, the royalty payments.
Representative Metzger, thanks for your report this week to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Carl Metzger.